This is ExpertHR.com, your go-to HR compliance resource for federal, state, and municipal law. I'm David Weisenfeld for ExpertHR.com, published by Reed Business Information and proudly partnered with LexisNexis. On this podcast, a conversation about human nature in the workplace, an often overlooked component of the manager-employee relationship, with David Lee. David is an internationally recognized authority on organizational and managerial best practices. And at the 2016 SHRM convention in Washington, D.C., he spoke to a standing room only crowd about why your employees just aren't that into you and what to do about it. David said that many employees just don't know how their jobs contribute to the big picture, and that may be the fault of management. I caught up to him immediately following the presentation and asked him, among other things, about the biggest mistake he sees managers making in leading employees and relating to them.
I think it's the piece on being all business and personal and transactional, and being so focused on the tasks, their to-do lists, and understandably how overwhelmed they are, and not being present to relating human to human. And one of the things I think about, it's like, if you want your employees to have their heart and soul in their work, then you need to engage their heart and soul. And so part of that is showing, I care about you as a human being, and you matter as a person, not just as a like piece of software that produces an output. So I think switching from impersonal, transactional, and all business into more relational is huge. And I think maybe the other is the huge inspiration deficit. In fact, I wrote an article called Does Your Organization Have Inspiration Deficit Disorder? And the story behind it was I was interviewing a HR professional that had been in the field for like 25, 30 years. And I was asking her because I wanted to interview some more inspiring leaders for the work I'm doing on inspiring leadership. And I said, like, who are some leaders that you've worked for that were really inspiring? And she said, I hate to say this, but none. And then we talked more about it, and I'm like, oh my God, yeah, that kind of fits my experience. I've interviewed and worked with some inspiring leaders, but it's being more conscious of, and as I talked about here, about sharing stories, doing a much better job of sharing stories about the great that our organization does, stories of helping patients, helping customers, stories about employees doing great things. So the example that I gave about the assisted living facility, where they share the story of their maintenance person who went dumpster diving for one of their guests' dentures.
Yeah, that's commitment.
Yeah, that's total commitment. Exactly. And so you think about, and again, I know I shared that in the presentation, but when you share stories of employees doing great things, to use Chip and Dan Heath of Made to Stick fame, their point is stories provide inspiration and simulation. And so when you tell stories about, there's the great stuff that our organization does, here are examples of employees rocking it, not only does it inspire employees to be great, but it's also almost like an imaginary training video. So it's like simulation. This is what we mean by great customer or patient care. This is what we mean by like great teamwork. So I would say those two, the first and then the share stories that tap into that need for meaning and purpose.
So do you think there's too much of here's what we need to do to get going and not enough of asking for employee input?
Huge. Too much of like parent-child interaction and not enough. The metaphor that I like is coach an elite athlete. That coaches don't talk down or boss around their elite athlete. They recognize that the elite athlete has obviously a lot to bring to the table, and my job is, and so do I as the coach, my job is to bring out the best in them. And so having that method and methodology, and actually it makes me think about the mindset that unfortunately, it's just like the stereotype truism of we end up parenting like our parents, like hopefully not always the case, but a lot of times managers, they just do how they were managed. And I had a friend I talked to who had been in the workforce for like over 40 years, and I asked her for some stories about managers and what do they do that make employees just not that into you. And she described an example of a coworker who got promoted to be her boss, who went from being a good coworker to a classic nightmare manager. And later, years later, this woman came up to my friend and said, I want to apologize for what a horrible boss I was. And she said, I had no idea. I thought that's how managers were supposed to act. Yeah. Yeah.
Again, we're with David Lee of Human Nature at Work at the SHRM Convention 2016 here in Washington, D.C. And just one final question in terms of, so we've talked about some of the problems. So what's the number one solution that managers can take away in terms of interacting better with their employees?
I think it goes back to being present and really connecting human to human. And it doesn't mean you have to it certainly doesn't mean being buddy-buddy or like go off to retreats in the Poconos, something like that. It means when you're talking with somebody, be mindful of the human element. This is a person with emotions. If I say it this way, how will it likely affect them? What's the most respectful, engaging way of relating? So being present and mindful. I guess number two, back to your point about questions, don't always have to be the answer guy or gal and the tell them guy or gal. Be the question person. Learn to ask better questions and draw out the knowledge and wisdom from your people.
So kind of what would you like to see more of here?
Yeah, what would you like to see more of? And just sort of like sidling up and like, Frank, you know, we're going to be doing this new change about the process. What are thoughts that you have since you do the work day in and day out? What do you think we could do to make this better?
Thanks, David, for your insights. David Lee of Human Nature at Work is an acclaimed speaker on organizational and managerial best practices. He notes that the more your company's management team understands human nature, the more it can help your bottom line. I'm David Weisenfeld at the SHRM 2016 convention. We hope you've enjoyed listening to this ExpertHR.com podcast. Continue checking our website regularly for more podcasts on key employment topics affecting the world of HR. Recent programs include Active Shooter Planning, What to Do Before It's Too Late, plus a look at the Department of Labor's new overtime rules with Littler Mendelson and Compliance HR's Tammy McCutcheon.
The opinions expressed in this program do not represent legal advice, nor should they necessarily be taken as the views of Expert HR or its employees. ExpertHR.com is published by Reed Business Information and is proudly partnered with LexisNexis. For more information about ExpertHR, our subscription offering, or our 50-state employee handbook, call us toll-free at 1-855-973-7847. Again, that's 1-855-973-7847. Copyright 2016, all rights reserved.